Aleichem's sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. In the first three shiurim, we saw in the flow of Smitaris Hashem, we asked a whole slew of kashas, primarily on the sugya of hapala, of abortion. And we saw the yesod to answer all the kashas in the previous shiur, which was that the yesod ha'isser of abortion is hashchasa. One is not allowed to destroy God's world. And with this, we are going to go further and to see more niflos mitaras Hashem. And we are in the Sefer Be'er Miriam of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Agon HaGadol Rav Dov Yitzchak Manzatzal, on page Kuf Chav Tes in the third volume. So he says, now we can understand that we find the Din Rodef even by Bnei Noach. Like we see in the Gemara, that only if he can save, if Igor is running after Boris to kill him, and Boris can save himself by just shooting Igor's leg and he kills him, then he is a murderer. But we saw that in the Gemara, Sanhedrin and Zion, because he could have neutralized him by shooting him in the leg. So if he kills him, he's a murderer. Otherwise, if he can't, then he's Pater. So you see that there's a Din Rodef even by Bnei Noach. And the Achronim try to figure out where you get this Din Rodef by Bnei Noach. Menachas Chinuch talks about it, Reish Sadivav. He says it's from the Pasuk in the Gemara and Daf Ayin Beis Amit Beis. We're hopefully going to get to that. Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak wonders about this that we mentioned earlier. Chaim Alevi, the Chazon Ish. People talk about this. Where do you get the Rodef from? So Tosis in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph discusses the issue of Ben Noach being Chayv Al Urim. And Tosis suggests that even if the fetus doesn't stick out his head, Yeharig, you're allowed to kill the fetus in the mother's womb. And this is very difficult to understand, because Ben Noach is Chayiv Misa. If they kill an Uber by Ben Noach, is Dachachiv Misa. So it's Havalei Ki Yatzei Rosha B'Yisrael Da'aser. It's like in the case of the Jew, if the baby sticks out its head, it's Aser to touch the baby, because that's Ritzicha. So by a Goy, since they're Musar Ala Ubrim, even when the baby's inside, even when the fetus is inside, you're not allowed to touch it. So how does Tosa say that if he's endangering the mother, you're allowed to kill the fetus? So based on what we said, we understand that B'nai Noach, the Yisod, the Yisr, is Hashchasis Ha'olam. And therefore, there's a Svara that there's going to be Hashchasis Ha'olam. You're going to have a Rodef running after a Nirdaf. Somebody's going to be killed. So you to get to decide who it's going to be. Is it going to be the Rodef or the Nirdaf? Are you going to save the Nirdaf and get the Rodef? Or are you going to let the Rodef kill the Nirdaf? So there's going to be Hashchasis Ha'olam. So the best possible thing for you to do is to save the Nirdaf. And you don't need the chiddush of Parshas Rodef. The chiddush of Parshas Rodef was only said to the Jewish people. But even without the chiddush of Parshas Rodef, if you're in the, because we have a problem of Ritzicha, we need the chiddush of Rodef. But they're going to be Tzad Hashchasis Ha'olam. So if there's any way going to be Hashchasis Ha'olam, so we want to make it as little Hashchasis Ha'olam as possible. So we want to make it in the best possible way as we can. So you're going to get the Rodef for the Nirdaf Pashut. You're going to get the Rodef. There's no problem of Ritzicha, just Hashchasis Ha'olam. And Misvara, right, since we're dealing with something so chomer as Ritzicha. Misvara, in such a case, you could figure it out on your own, that there's not going to be no Isser of Ritzicha, but there's going to be Hashchasis Ha'olam. So better get the Rodef than the Nirdaf. You don't need to come out to the Jewish parsha of Rodef. So we understand Misvara that by Ben Noach there's a parsha of Rodef, because the Yisr for them to kill is Mitzad Hashchasis Ha'olam. And we'd rather the Hashchasa be on the Rodef than on the Nirdaf. And that's why you can also cut up the Ubar. If the Ubar is endangering the mother, you can cut up the Ubar. Because like the Rambam says, the Ubar is a Rodef. So Bnei Noach, that the Yisod of the Yisr is Hashchasis Ha'olam. And we know that by them there is an Isser Rodef, that there's a Din Rodef, so you can kill the fetus when it's inside. Even though it's inside, normally you're not allowed to kill a fetus, that's Hashchasis Ha'olam. But here, when the fetus is a Rodef, and we know Al Pi Svar that there's a Parsha of Rodef by Bnei Noach, so you're allowed to kill the fetus if the fetus is endangering the mother. And according to this, we can take the Chiddush a step further. And we can say that by Bnei Noach, there's a Heter even Mishi Yatzar Rosho, even after the baby sticks out its head. By us, it's Aser. By us, it's Al Sirtzach. But by them, there's no Al Sirtzach. Hashchasis Ha'olam, so you have a Rodef, the baby, you have a Nirdef, the mother. So let's save the mother. Let's save the mother, and because the mother's the Nirdefes, and let's get the baby. So it could be that even afterwards, even after the baby sticks out its head, you're still going to kill the baby, unlike B'nai Yisrael. So we have al pi svara, you have a din rodef by B'nai Noach. You don't have to comment the psukim like the Menachas Chinuch says. By us, you need the chiddush. By us, you have a los sirtzach, so you need the chiddush. But by them, hashchas is ha'olam. There's no los sirtzach, and anyway, there's going to be hashchas is ha'olam. So you might as well make it on the get the rodef and not the nirduf. But they don't have the chiddush of the Torah's rodef by Yisrael. That's our own chiddush. Because we're playing with higher stakes, we're dealing with the osirtzach. So you need a special chiddush to kill the rodef. By them, there's no osirtzach anyway. So just make the hashchas asolam as fair as possible. So get the rodef. What right does the rodef have to kill the nirdaf? So you kill the rodef. So now, and again, the reply by B'nai Noach, both the uber is inside, and also after the uber sticks out its head. So meduyak lashon atosfos now. So Tosfos says, and Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, Tosfos referenced that Gemara says there's nothing that's mutter for a Jew and aser for a goy. So Tosfos says that if it's a mitzvah for the Jewish people, we don't say this. For example, you don't say that if it's aser for a goy, it can't be a mitzvah for the Jewish people. Like, if it's mutter for a Jew, you don't say aser for goy, mutter for a Jew. But if it's aser for a goy, it could be a mitzvah for the Jewish people, like resting on Shabbos. For them, it's aser, and for us, it's a mitzvah. And then he says, Tosfos says, and what about fetuses? That they're chayiv and we're pater. So how's that possible? That they're more chamer than us? That for them it's us, or for us it's mutter? The answer is no! For us it's not mutter. Afal gav de pater. Mikol makom lo shari. Even though we're pater for killing a fetus, but it's not mutter. So it's usher for us or for them. So now Tosis asks, but wait a second. It says in the Gemara in Perek Ben Sora Mora, and I find Beis Amid Beis, Yatzar Roshay Nogam Odei Nochon Nefesh Bnei Nefesh, if the baby sticks out its head. You don't touch the baby because ain't Dochon Nefesh Bnei Nefesh. You don't push away the life of the baby for the life of the mother. Abba called Yatzar Rosho, but before the baby sticks out its head, the baby's still inside, you're allowed to cut the baby up inside and terminate the pregnancy in order to save the mother. And by Goy, you're not allowed to do that. V'chiyai Gavna Bo'ibit Kochavim Aser. Kagavna that the chaya poshetes yadav v'chotchalei barim umotzia kadeh lahatzi lesimo, that the midwife sticks in her hand and she can kill the fetus in order to save the mother. That you have by a Jew, but by a goy boi v'kochavim aser. So you see that by them it's aser, by us it's mutter. Why is it aser by them? Kevin shehuzu ala uberin, because they were warned not to kill uberin. So first of all, you can answer that by us, it's a mitzvah in order to save. And it could be that even by a goy it's mutter. That Moshe was omed on in his mimer in the Sefer Zikaron of Chatzkel Abramsky, and other achronim were omed on. Why does Tosfos say, Kevin Shuzu Al Ubrim? All Tosfos have to say is that to kill a fetus to save the mother, by a goy it's aser. Why does he add Kevan Shehusaru al ha'ubrim? Because they were warned about fetuses. We already know they were warned about fetuses. That's what Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos is talking about a Ben Noach, who we already mentioned earlier. Val ha'ubrim, dovid kochavim chayv, Yisrael pater. Tosfos already says that. So why is Tosfos repeating himself here? So that's a subtle diuk in Tosfos. So we can explain, based on what we said, that since the whole Isser mitzad hashchasa, so therefore, Ben Noach is not allowed to kill the fetus, even Biyatza Rosho, as we wanted to say. So that's what we know sof. But in the Kasha, Tosfos learn that the Isser of Ben Noach is Misad Ritzicha. And even by an Uber, there's Ritzicha. But by us, there's just a Ribui Mitzad Hashchasa. By a Jew, you're not allowed to kill the fetus. We're not Musar ala Ubrim, like a guy is. But there is still Hashchasa, so it's still Aser. Because we also have Hashchasa. Like we learn, once you find there's a concept of Hashchasa by a guy, so there's also a concept of Hashchasa by a Jew. Just like when, if they kill their Mashchas, they're also Mashchas. By us, you have Lo Sirtzach and Hashchasa. But we're learning in the Kasha, Tosfos is learning in the Kasha, that the mitzad that the yisur by bnei noach is mitzad ritzicha. So that's why Tosfos emphasizes that bnei noach huzra ala ubrim. In other words, it's not only an yisur hashchasa, bechlal as harasim, it's included in their lo sirtzach. The Tosfos understanding in the kasha that their hashchas is even worse. Their hashchas is an aveira and lo sirtzach. And uber is included in that. And if uber is included in that, so as we said, that an uber has no chiyuv redifa. Right? You need a chiyuv redifa, that a person has to have a chiyuv, that they're role day. For that you need, as we said, you need hasra. But an uber doesn't have a chiyuv redifa. So that's by us. Because by us, that's by the Ben Noach. That in order to be allowed to kill the Rodef, you need a chiyuvah. If you're in the world of Los Sirtzach, as we explained in the previous year, once you're in the world of Los Sirtzach, then a person has to have a chiyuvah de redifa. A person has to have a chiyuv Rodef. And the Gemara has a havamina that he might even need a hasra for that. So you need a chiyuv redifa, and a fetus doesn't have a chiyuv redifa, so therefore you can't touch the fetus. Once you're in the world by us, it's not lo sirtzach, so we can kill the fetus. But by a ben noach, where Tosfos is learning in the kasha, by them it's considered mamish ritzicha. So if by Ben Noach it's considered ritzicha to kill the fetus, in order to allow us to do so, you need, as we discussed in the previous year, a chiyuv rodef. And a fetus has no chiyuv rodef. So we're now allowed to touch the... We shouldn't be allowed to touch the fetus. So that's why they emphasize, huzru ala ubrin. What does it mean, huzru ala ubrin? Huzra al Urban means that it's mamish lo sirtzach. That's included in the azhar of lo sirtzach. And ubar is included in the azhar of lo sirtzach. So therefore you can't touch the ubar. By us it's not lo sirtzach, it's just hashchasa. By them it's even worse. So how could it be that by us you're allowed to kill the fetus, and by them you're not allowed to kill the fetus? So the teretz is, Tosfos gives two terutzim. First teretz is that by us it's a mitzvah to kill the fetus in order to save the mother. And the second teretz is that by goy it's mutter. Why by goy is it mutter? Because it's only hashchasa. It's not ritzicha. You don't need a chiyuv rodef and a special chiyuv rodef. Because we're not in the parasha lo sirtzach anymore. And therefore anybody who's endangering, that's the chiyuv rodef we discussed from Reb Chaim in the previous year. I hope you heard the previous year. But so now you're dealing with Hashchasas HaOlam. So who are you going to get? You can get the Rodef, you get the Nirdef. The answer is you can definitely get the Rodef. You don't need a special Chiyuva de Rodef that a baby doesn't have, a fetus doesn't have. Right? We said by a Jew, once that baby sticks out its head, he has no longer Chiyuva of a Rodef. And, right? Because it's only a baby. And Memela, we can't touch the baby. Can't be over on Lo Sirtzach. But by a goy, where in the second teretz there is no Lo Sirtzach, whether the fetus is inside or whether the baby sticks his head out, you can kill the baby to save the mother. Why? Because the whole issur is Hashchasas HaOlam. So even though the baby's already born, there's anyway not going to be a Lo Sirtzach. So you want to prevent Hashchasas HaOlam, so let's see who's pursuing who. And the answer is the baby, the fetus, is pursuing the mother. So whether the baby's inside or out, you're allowed to kill the baby. So now we get to the famous Tosfos in Nida. This is like the Tosfos in Nida, right? Daf Memdalet, that he says twice that it's mutter to kill ubrin. So the Rishonim learn that an uber is not an efesh. So they don't mean that that's why it's mutter to kill a fetus. but rather there's no lo sirtzach. That's what they mean it's mutter. It's mutter because there's no lo sirtzach. All there is hashchasas ha'olam. She'al zeh neherag mishum hashchasa d'nirdaf. In order to prevent the hashchasa of the nirdaf, we get the rodef. And therefore it's mutter to kill a fetus. Not that it's mutter mamish to kill a fetus, but it's mutter al tzlo sirtzach. Oh, it's mutter al tzlo sirtzach, we still have hashchasas olam. So who's hashchasa you going to worry about? Being the baby being mashchas the mother, or the fetus being mashchas the mother, or us being mashchas the fetus? Let's be mashchas the fetus, because the mother is being pursued. And we can care about the rodef, or the nirdef, not the rodef. So on that, say the Rishonim and Nida, Tosfos, what about Chilul Shabbos? What about Chilul Shabbos? You're Mechal Shabbos to save a fetus. So you're Mechal Shabbos to save a fetus. But you can kill a fetus if necessary. And then they compare that to a, and then they compare it to a goses. We ask, what's the tushdel to a goses? You're not allowed to kill a goses. You're not allowed to kill a treifa. So the answer is that the comparison is that even by a treifa, the iser harigas mitzan hashchasas ha'olam. Tos says, how could it be that it's mutter to kill a fetus? In other words, there's no slo sirtzach. All there is hashchasas ha'olam. But in the case where the baby's endangering the mother, there is no hashchasas ha'olam, because we prefer the hashchasa of the rodef from the hashchasa of the nirdaf. And they said, wait a second, you can kill this fetus, but you're also mechal Shabbos to save the fetus? And the answer is, yeah, look at a goses, look at a treifa. The yisr hariga is mitzad hashchasas ha'olam, and yet you're mechal Shabbos to save. And from the fact that we see that somebody who's included in nefesh, as far as hashchasas olam is concerned, meaning that killing this nefesh is considered hashchasas olam, so therefore they are also included in pikuach nefesh. And for the reason the Ramban writes, why they included in Pikuach Nefesh? Because Chalal of Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shishmer Shabbos is Harbe. So Memela, Hu Adin, Ubar Bechlal. So an Ubar is included in this. Why is an Ubar included in this? Because Ubar also has Bimachal Shabbos, so he should be Shomer many Shabbos. So we understand the Tosfos, how they're comparing it to a goses. Because yes, there is a din of pikuach nefesh. The yisr to kill is mitzad hashchasa, and yet we're mechal Shabbos to save the fetus and the goses and the treifa, because they shishmer Shabbos is harbe. So that the Tosfos writes lashon mutter is klape hadin shel mechatchin ha'ubar de mutter. What does it mean mutter? It's mutter because it's only yisr mitzad hashchasa se'olam, but it's But in order to save the mother, it's mutter to terminate the pregnancy. Why do we call it mutter? Why do we call it mutter? Because as far as lo sirtzach goes, it's not considered a nefesh. So the lashon mutter is only klape edin shamachat chena uber. Then it's mutter. Meaning that there's no losir tzach. And they said, wait a second, there's no losir tzach, but you still do bikoach nefesh? Mechal Shabbos to save someone in whom there's no losir tzach? The answer is yeah. Look at a treifa. Same exact thing. No isur lo tzirtzach, and yet you're still allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save. So Mir Tashem, in the next shir, we will go further and see continued niflos v'toras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.